The mouse had a kindly face, although Triss could see the light of a warrior shining in his eyes. He reached out with the sword and touched her right paw, gently with his tip. His voice was warm and friendly, but stirring somehow.
Triss Carr, that is a name for a great sword maid. Sleep, my little Triss Carr, sleep.
Then the vision was gone, and she descended into the comforting darkness of deep slumber. It was bright day when she awoke. Welfo was still sleeping, but her breathing was shallow and laboured. Triss hauled herself stiffly from the bunk. Her mouth felt dry as a bone, her tongue swollen and awkward. Blundering up on deck, she stood dumbly watching Shog. He was sitting at the tiller, shredding the strands from a short length of rope. It was several moments before he realised she was there. The otter blinked wearily.
Just seeing if I could put together a fishing line. Don't know what I'm supposed to use for bait. How's Welfo today?
The squirrel maid sat down beside him, drawing her ragged gown about her in the slight morning breeze.
What? Oh, Welfo, she's sleeping. What do you think, Shog? Are we going to die out here on this great sea?
The otter continued picking at rope strands.
Where would you sooner die, missy? Back at Riftguard as a slave beast? Or out here on the deep with me at your side?
Triss managed to smile. She patted Shog's paw.
I'd rather not die if it's all the same to you, mate.
The otter put aside the piece of rope.
I want to live too, you know. That's why I've set us a course by the North Star. We'll see if that dot on the map's a blot or an island.
Triss stared up at the bright morning sky.
But how can you do that? There's no stars about now.
Shog explained.
I located the North Star last night, sailed through the dark with it to guide us. Right up till 'twas starting to dawn. Sun rises in the east, don't it? That's how I fix my position. With a bit of luck, we'll find your blot, missy, never fret.
Welfo appeared in the cabin doorway. She was shivering and could scarcely stand up.
I'm thirsty, so thirsty.
Triss hurried to help her, murmuring to Shog.
Find water, if only for poor Welfo's sake.
She hurried the hedgehog maid back to her bunk and laid her down, talking soothingly to her.
There, now you have a little nap. We'll soon get you water. Let's take a look at that slingstone wound. Oh, it's looking much better today. I'll just bathe it with some seawater. There, that's nice and cool, isn't it?
As Welfo's eyes were closing, she spoke to the squirrel maid.
Is your name Triss Carr?
Triss was taken aback.
Yes, it is. Who told you that?
Welfo murmured as she sank into her daze.
You did, last night. Triss Carr. I am called Triss Carr. You said it out loud.
The dream came back to Triss as she stroked her sleeping friend's brow. Triss Carr. That is a name for a great sword maid.